In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some people will tell you that the Bible is a guide or a book of instruction. Well, it is and it isn't. Today we have heard the Ten Commandments, which are indeed a clear set of instructions. But taking overall, the Bible is not like, say, the highway code, the Fahrschule Zeha, which tells you how to drive properly and legally. The Bible is actually not that sort of book. Most of the Bible is, in fact, about people, what they did, the stories they told. And that's partly why my Lenten sermons this year are about saints and other people who have been part of God's story. The story of the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of people throughout the centuries. Edward King, who was Bishop of Lincoln in the early years of the 20th century, used to talk about a golden thread running through history, making each one of us part of that tapestry, which is the story of God's redeeming work. And in a biography of Edward King, there is a tiny little detail which shows just how that golden thread really does connect us, all of us, in a personal way. You see, Shireen and I were married in a church in Bishop King's diocese, St. Anne's in Grantham. And it was actually consecrated and opened by Bishop King. And there is a photograph of it in the vestry. And actually on the mount of the photograph, there is a sort of golden thread down one side. Whenever Bishop King went anywhere on official business, saintly man that he was, he always made sure that he spoke not only to people who had a prominent part to play in whatever event it was, like the vicar or the mayor of the town or whatever. He would also speak to the ladies who made the tea, the caretakers, the cleaners, and so on. And his biography tells us that at the opening of St. Anne's Church, one of these people he singled out to speak to was the photographer's assistant, the assistant of the man who'd taken that picture in the vestry. The assistant was a 12-year-old boy. Well, that same boy, by then in his 80s, actually took the photographs at our wedding. So that golden thread, which is what ties us into God's story, appears in the most unexpected places. Bishop King was a leading Anglo-Catholic in his day, and his views obviously did not appeal to everyone. Yet his devotion to the people of the diocese in incidents like that one in Grantham won him the love and respect of people of different social classes and church backgrounds. And he is commemorated in our Anglican calendar on the 8th of March, last Thursday. And also remembered that day is the Reverend Geoffrey Studdart Kennedy, more commonly known by his nickname, Woodbine Willie. During the First World War, Studdart Kennedy was serving as a chaplain in the trenches in France. Another high churchman, believing in the incarnation, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, or if you like, we are all connected by that golden thread into God's story. With belief in the incarnation at the heart of his ministry, Studdart Kennedy knew that it was his duty to share the appalling conditions of the soldiers at the front in the trenches, especially among the wounded and the dying. And he always carried a supply of Woodbines, which was a popular brand of cigarette. People didn't know about the dangers of tobacco in those days. And the soldiers were glad of the comfort and companionship of a quiet smoke. Many times it was probably the last kind action that they experienced. And Studdock Kennedy was awarded the Military Cross for his work in the trenches. But privately, he was appalled at the evil around him, the horrors and the waste of war. But he did his duty faithfully and kept his faith in God. Later, he was to write a poem called Indifference, in which he imagines Jesus crucified in his own day, and the crowds simply passed him by. Part of the problem of evil is that we can become immune to it. It no longer touches us and moves us as it should. We are not shocked by it any longer. And I wonder if it was like that in the temple when Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers. Did people just shrug their shoulders and say, "What's he making all that fuss about?" They've always been there. It's always been like that. The stories of Bishop King and Geoffrey Studdock Kennedy show us that ordinary people, the apprentice photographer, the soldiers dying in the mud, are important because they are connected by that golden thread. They are part of God's story too, and redeemed by him. They are like St. David of Wales, whom I talked about last Sunday. His motto was, "Do the little things." And if you think about it, the Ten Commandments are also about putting big ideas into practice by doing the little things. Because little things, like little people, make a difference. They matter to God, and they should also matter to us. Amen.